Good afternoon, councillors, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our ordinary council meeting of Tuesday, the 30th of January 2024, the first one of the year. I'd like to declare the meeting open and in doing so acknowledge the traditional owners of the land upon which we meet, the Menang and the Bibbulmun people of the Noongar Nation, and pay my respects to their elders past, present and emerging, and give thanks to the many tens of thousands of years of custodianship of the lands that we call home that they have offered. All right. In terms of announcements, we have no visitors. Record of attendance, Councillor Jackie Ormsby is on an approved leave of absence, so she is not with us tonight. All other councillors are present. I just check with councillors if any of you have a declaration of interest on any matter on the agenda this afternoon. If you haven't already, please make sure you fill out the appropriate form. You can declare that interest now or immediately prior to the discussion of the item. We don't believe we have any declarations of interest at this point in time. All right. In terms of announcements, just so you are all aware, we are actually trialling the recording of our council meetings tonight. So it's not for publication this meeting, but we're going to see if we can get a satisfactory and adequate recording and thereby in the future allow those recordings to be made public for anyone who wishes to review the proceedings of our meetings. So just be aware, all of you in the room, please use your microphones or the public microphone during public question time, and note that you will be recorded this afternoon. All right, so on that note, we move on to public question time. Item 5.1 is response to previous public questions taken on notice, and there are none. So we reach item 5.2, which is public questions. So this is the opportunity for members of the public to ask questions or make statements to council. There is a time limit of 5 minutes for any of you who wish to stand up and speak to us. Please note also that questions and statements are to be directed to council. It's not a place for public performance to your fellow members of the public. And when you have questions, we will do our very best, either through myself or I'll direct questions to members of staff to answer those questions immediately if that is possible. Otherwise, we may need to take them on notice. And please also, we always request that when you speak to us, you do so with kindness and civility, and we ensure that we will respond in the same way. So just to read the formalities, in accordance with Section 5.24 of the Local Government Act 1995, Council conducts a public question time to enable members of the public to address Council or ask questions of Council. The procedure for public question time can be found on the wall near the entrance to the Council chambers or can be downloaded from our website. So at this point, questions from the public are invited and welcome, and please note that if the meeting has not concluded prior to 6 p.m, we will pause for a second public question time at that time. So, ladies and gentlemen of the public, would anyone like to ask a question or make a statement to Council? Good afternoon, sir, and could you please state your name clearly for the record?
I'm here to address you on about Aruba. No, it's one of the items I want to address you
with. Mr. Smith, sorry, we'll just turn your microphone on, sorry.
Hey, River's one of the boundary rivers that we've got in Denmark. It's a pristine river. Everybody loves going there, fishing, doing whatever. But in the last few months, the rubbish dump up here is cleaner than what that is. It's a disgrace. Bottles, human feces, all up and down the shoreline. It's a disgrace. Even Greg and Wendy March, and on their front lawn every day, just bottles, tissue papers, tampons, everything. Anything you can think of is floating in that river at the moment. From becoming a beautiful river one moment to rubbish dump the next. I've heard that this council can't do anything about it, yet it is half Albany's problem too, because on their side, it's just as bad of the river. There's something that's got to be done about it. It is, 700,000 recreational fishermen, or I like to call them wood ducks in my profession. And, you know, at least when you go to a place, you leave it clean. That's the way you go. But down there, go and have a look for yourselves. Go and have a look. See how filthy it is down there. Even the road going in, it's just chewed up. It has been abused. You talk about degradation to the water edge. And, you know, I call it vandalism. Straight out vandalism. It's wrong. It should not happen on our watch. You know, I know you probably can't do anything about it. The Rangers probably can't do anything about it. But something's got to be done about it. It's wrong because I grew up down there. You know, I played there as a kid. To see it then to what I see now, it's like a lot of things in Denmark, you know. It's all going backwards. It's not going forwards for our waterways. And that, and I'm very distressed about it. You know, I'm trying to do this as calmly as I can. You know, it's like biting my tongue at the moment. I won't have anything left at the moment. But, you know, I just wanted to just do something about it. You know, educate people. Put something down there to tell them they can't do this because it's our waterways. It's for our kids. It's for everybody to enjoy, not just a few people who want to shit in the water. That's all, you know.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. I appreciate your caring and your passion, and it is distressing to hear. I see Councillor Lewis has a question, but I'll just check with the officers whether they have any response, if they've been made aware of it already.
Not that I'm aware, but I'll have to take that on notice and provide some additional information.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. So, Councillor Lewis?
Yes.
Could you use your microphone, please, Councillor?
Thanks for bringing it to our attention. Is it at the mouth going into the inlet, or is it up the river as well?
It's all the way up, all as far as, you know, you run up to turn its corner there.
Yeah. Okay, because I kayak up that river a bit, and I see a lot of campers on the Albany side. I haven't seen them on the
Denmark side. Well, they camp at north. Well, you've got two places where you can camp, and on the Denmark side. And that's right at the mouth, or at Northy's old campsite, old Billy North. He was an old commercial fisherman. And that, you know, he used to camp there, and you see two tracks. In citing what you're saying, it even had a sign down there saying campsite full. Not that you went out and camp down, you know.
Okay.
You know.
Thank you.
And the Dragon Caravan's in there and that, so.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Whew, that was hard.
Don't go anywhere yet, Mr. Smith. Councillor Phillips has a question.
So I was just a bit concerned when you said that you've been told that it's not the Shire's responsibility, so I've got two questions. Have you reported it to the Shire or anyone you know? And
I know people who have gone as far as Perth trying to get onto it. Even Greg and Wendy Marchand have, you know, constantly contacted the Albany Shire, and the Albany Shire's just gone, what?
But has anyone contacted the Denmark Shire? That's my question.
I don't know if they have. This is just what I've heard from, you know, and other people too. Even people in Rusty's Marine, he goes out there and he's told me, a few people in Albany are really a bit jacked because they love coming out catching black brim in there. You get some of the biggest black brim in Denmark in there and that, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just a shame.
Thank you. We have Councillor Davenport and then Councillor Carmen also wish to ask you a question. So.
Yeah, how's it going, man? So first of all, I'd like to say thanks heaps, you know. So I've spent a fair bit of time down there over the school holidays. My kids are into catching brim down there. We take the kayaks down there, fishing from both sides, you know. I completely agree with you, mate. Like, it's absolutely disgusting down there, you know. And it's a hard thing. I mean, I've seen it all over the Shire in the last, you know, few months. I've picked nappies up off the side of the estuary there and all sorts, all over the place, you know. And I don't know what the answer is in respects to that. You know, like, I know we don't have the manpower probably to be able to send somebody out there every day, you know. Mm. And it's, yeah, I don't know how we change that mentality around leaving stuff like that on the side. I mean, I know I well and truly teach my kids to take everything home with them that they do, you know. So, yeah, I just wanted to say thanks for bringing that up and for caring about that area, because my kids use that a hell of a lot, you know. So, yeah, and maybe this is the, you know, the start of what we need to look at to, you know, maybe look into that area a bit more.
It's like a lot of the parts of the estuary. It's my livelihood, you know, my family's been here since the 1800s. You know, that's why Denmark's here, because of the fishing industry and everything else. It's because of that waterway there, you know. And she's been good to my family.
Yes, mate. Thank you.
Councillor Carmen.
My question's to sort of to officers, if I may, yes. Or it's just something to put out there. Which I guess you'd approach WIC as well. They're like a go-between as far as the waterways are concerned with Albany, us, state, the whole lot. Yeah, I just wanted to add that.
All right, we'll take that on board. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Mr. Smith. We do appreciate that you've taken the time to come in and raise this with us. Thank you very much.
No, I'm wrong. There was another issue, but I'll leave it for another day.
All righty. All right, so anyone else in the public gallery wish to speak to council? Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I'm Serena Kirby. I know a lot of you. Just want to say thank you for hearing me and just wanted to say welcome to Ethel Hart, who's here, and we're both here to support your vote on 9.4.1, which is the naming of Hart Cove down on the inlet. And just to add that next week, actually on Tuesday, it's 2 years since Jim died and it's taken nearly this long to get to that stage. So it's been a long journey. So I've read the submissions that came in, which was great to see so much support, and I noted the concerns from the Department of Water. So in discussion with Ethel and a lot of other people, we're more than happy to support revegetation of that area. That was actually semi-cleared way before Ethel and Jim were there, and it's been a battle for 30 years plus to actually maintain it to some sort of level that it's not a huge fire risk. And I know they've been in touch with the Shire about the fire risk down there because it's overgrown with kaikuya because the native vegetation is no longer there. So we'd love to see something happen there that still allows public access or from the private access from the homes or whoever's there that doesn't impact on the environment. And that's all, and I'm hoping you vote in favour of this. I know it's still got to go to the Geographical Naming Society, and I'm hoping that we can move a little bit swiftly on this, just so that Ethel can enjoy seeing Jim Hart's name on a map. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Kirby. So, anything else from members of the public?
Hi, my name is Ben Norrish. Just seeking a little bit of information. It's probably blind leading the blind here. My missus has set me in, but just regarding the property that's apparently been repossessed due to lack of paying the taxes on the land at 101 Boat Harbour Road. Just seeking a bit of information about it and if you intend on putting it to auction or what's going on with that. I was told to come in today and ask a question, so yeah, be around.
Thank you, Ben. I believe we have some information. Karen, what's your title? You're Acting Executive Manager of Finance and Community Services.
Through the chair. To be able to sell a property for non-payment of rates, it does have to be a council decision. That is an intention to bring that report to council in February. For council to make a decision as to whether that will go to sale and to auction, but it does have to be auctioned as well. So something that will go to auction, but it obviously needs to be something that is supported by council, so that will come in February.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. So any other questions or statements from members of the public this afternoon? All right. We will move on with the agenda. So item 5.3, we have questions by members of which due notice has been given and there are none. 5.4, presentations, which there are also none. Item 6 is applications for future leave of absence. So if any councillor would like to apply, yes, Councillor Lewis.
Thank you. I'd like to apply for leave from the 14th of June to the 30th of August inclusive.
Would you indeed?
I will.
All right. Would someone be prepared to move to approve that leave of absence? Councillor Phillips, and seconded by Councillor Carman. It's a fairly much a procedural matter, so I'll give anyone who wants to speak against it one quick opportunity.
Sorry, that was the 30th, not the 13th.
30th. So all those in favour, please raise your hands. And that is carried 8-0. Any other applications for leave of absence? No? All righty. Before we move on to the item 7 and the body of the agenda, because Ms. Mason, Jody, over here, our acting director, slipped in a little bit late. I held off on an announcement, but just to acknowledge Jody, this is her last council meeting with us. She's chosen to leave to take up a job as the manager of finance at the Shire of Plantagenet. So sadly, Jody will be leaving us. I just want to acknowledge all the work you've done for the Shire of Denmark, Jody, over the last many years in terms of finances. You know, it's been an outstanding quality of reports and preparation that we've seen, and from on behalf of council and therefore through us, the community, we're very grateful for the effort and the work that you have given to the Shire of Denmark. So thank you, and we wish you all the very best for your future in Plantagenet. Okay, item 7.1. Confirmation of the minutes of the ordinary council meeting of the 12th of December 2023. Someone prepared to move? Councillor Devonport, seconded by Councillor Carman. Does anyone have any corrections to the minutes? All right, then I'll ask for a quick show of hands, all those in favour. And Carman. And that is carried 8-0. Item 7.2, the strategic briefing notes of the 12th of December. That the notes of the strategic briefing held on the 12th of December be received. Moved by Councillor Phillips, seconded by Councillor Campbell. Any opposition or corrections? So all those in favour? And that, Councillor Carman, is unanimous.
Thank you.
So we move to item 9, reports of officers. And item 9.1.1 is the proposed land exchange and realignment of boundaries between reserve 45473 and the adjoining lot 9003 on Honey Myrtle Circuit. We have the report from officers before us. Councillor Devonport, you're moving. Yep, Councillor Devonport has moved the officer recommendation. Councillor Lewis has seconded it. Councillor Devonport, do you wish to speak to this?
Just as a councillor that went and to the public comment forum to the in Clark Close, and that it's been really nice to see here that we had something come before us that were that council seemed to think was a good idea, and upon going and having a look there and talking to other people about it, that a change was made, that it showed that council was here to listen. So, yeah, I think this is an excellent outcome for our community.
Thank you, Councillor Devonport. Councillor Lewis, do you wish to speak?
Yes, thanks. Along similar lines, I suppose, but thanks to their officers as well for their thoughtful consideration and their preparedness to engage meaningfully with the community and to come back to us with a different idea on the way to go, and I'm very proud of the officers for doing that, and I'd like the officers here to pass on my thanks to the officers concerned, please. Good outcome, not the one that perhaps we would have preferred, but certainly a good outcome for, and what the community wants, so I'm sure we'll find a way. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Lewis. Would any councillor like to speak against this motion? No? Well, I will give an opportunity if any other councillor wishes to speak to the motion. Yes, Councillor Carman.
Thank you. Yeah, I reiterate what has just been said, but and I'd like to add, it's really important that we consider open space to in a residential area, that it's something that's really adjacent to the houses, not across a busy road, and keep that in mind in future. Yeah, because I liked this in principle, this idea of neatening things up, but the community clearly saw it, that land really adjacent to them was important.
Thank you. Any other councillors wish to speak? Councillor Devonport, I will give you the opportunity to close debate.
Thank you, thanks, Mayor. Good job by everyone.
All right, then we'll put this motion to the vote. All those in favour? And that is unanimous. So we move on to item 9.2.1, the financial statements for the period ended the 30th of November 2023. So the motion, the staff recommendation is that we receive the financial reports. Is anyone prepared to move it? Yes, Councillor Wiggins, thank you. Councillor Yule has seconded. Councillor Wiggins, do you wish to speak? Councillor Yule? Would anyone like to speak against? All right, then I will put the motion. All those in favour? And that is carried unanimously. So we move to item 9.2.2, the list of payments for the period ended 30th of November 2023. Have someone prepared to move. Councillor Campbell and seconded by Councillor Phillips. Councillor Campbell. Ah, my apologies. You may ask your questions now. Please turn your microphone.
Sorry, I just had a couple of questions about a couple of payments which may or may not be able to be answered on the spot. The first one was a payment to Denmark Country Club for the golf tournament. I was just wondering, is that part of a community grant, or is that under what did we fund that?
Through the chair, my understanding of that one is that the Shire held the Hollow Log Tournament, which is the regional for all local governments golf tournament. Unfortunately, when you win it the previous year, you have to host it the following year, and so that was that. It won't be next year because we didn't win.
Answered that one. The Albany Youth Support Association, the Denmark Youth Outreach Program. Can you remind me what was that for? Was that for the youth festival that we had?
Through the chair, that is partly to do with the youth. It is a grant that we receive, and then we basically pass that grant on to provide those services, and that is one of the services.
And the last one was Down South Creative Events Consulting. Just wondering what that was for. It was quite a significant amount.
I might have to take that one on notice, sorry. The Down South.
Through the chair, that was for the Australia event that's just been run, and I think the Christmas pageant as well.
That's all, thanks.
Thank you. So, any other questions on the payments? Thank you. So, Councillor Campbell, you've moved the motion. Do you wish to speak to it?
No, that's fine, thank you.
And Councillor Phillips, does anyone wish to speak against? And we'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? That is carried unanimously. So we move to 9.2.3, financial statements for the period ended 31st of December 2023. Any questions? Someone prepared to move? Councillor Campbell again, seconded by Councillor Carman. Do you care to speak, Councillor Campbell? Councillor Gunn? Yep. If everyone's happy, we'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? And that is carried unanimously. And item 9.2.4, the list of payments for the period ended 31st of December 2023. Any questions? We'll have a mover. Councillor Wiggins, seconded by Councillor Campbell. Do you wish to speak, Councillor Wiggins? Not Councillor Campbell. Everyone is happy, we'll put it straight to the vote. All those in favour? And that is unanimous once again. We have no items in the infrastructure and assets section, so we move to governance. And 9.4.1, the proposed naming of a portion of Wilson Inlet foreshore to Hart Cove. Are there any questions of officers? Is anyone prepared to move? And then all at once, Councillor Phillips and seconded by Councillor Lewis. Councillor Phillips, would you like to speak?
Only to say that I think it's very important to acknowledge important people to Denmark. So historically, the Hart family are important to Denmark, and having the support of all the people around Hart Cove has been quite heartwarming. So I'd like to put the motion. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Lewis. I'm sorry, Mr. Smith, I think you have your hand up, but I'm not able to allow you to speak at this point.
I just give my full blessing. That's all.
Thank you, sir. Would any councillor like to speak against this motion? So I will give the opportunity if any other councillors wish to speak to it. Very well, we shall put the motion. All those in favour? And that is carried unanimously. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All right. Item 9.4.2, the proposed name for future road reserve within the Shire of Denmark, the name being Whittaker. Any questions to the officers? Someone prepared to move? Councillor Yule, thank you. Seconder, Councillor Devonport. Councillor Yule, do you wish to speak? Councillor Devonport? Anyone wish to speak against? Very well, we shall put the motion. All those in favour, please raise your hands. And that is carried unanimously. We have no items under community services, no new business of an urgent nature. So at 4:28, I proudly declare the meeting closed. Thank you, everybody. Oh, I'm not sure if it is, but it's up there. Thank you.
I know. Oh, my goodness.
I'll get more than five. All right, I'll keep you later, please. See ya.